On the show today, we have Laramie Plains Federal Credit Union, or shall I say Stage Point Federal Credit Union's Tyler Valentine, talking about how the credit union has recently changed its name, rebranding, and they're expanding their credit union's field of membership. They're launching a community foundation. My goodness, they are hitting the reset button as we come out of the pandemic in the right way. So check out our conversation. Lots of good stuff here. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tyler Valentine, formerly of Laramie Plains Federal Credit Union. Now you guys have transformed into Stage Point Federal Credit Union, as I can see from the logo right behind over your left shoulder there. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. We're definitely excited. It's been a long time coming, and thanks for having us on the show to talk about our transition and all the great things happening here in Wyoming.
Yeah. So my first question was going to be, what's the new name? But now we know the new name. But why? So what sparked this idea to kind of do this rebranding, renaming?
As we, considered the proposition, so we've been around since 1935. We're the oldest credit union in Laramie, our home base community here. And so we really, wanted to be really deliberate about how we went about the rebranding and making sure that whatever we chose, if we chose to change the name, that it would be something that reflects who we are. Mm-hmm. And we partnered with a great company, Bluebird Marketing out of Denver, and they really helped come in, interviewed staff, the board of directors, supervisory committee, and our members in our lobbies, and really came down to and developed a core set of values that we knew existed, that we talked about a lot, but really validated those, and then came up with some great ideas about how we can communicate that message better. And one of those ways was Stage Point, because we are such a local community credit union focused on our members that no matter the stage of their life, we can point them in the right direction for their better financial future.
I like it. Yeah, I was going to ask you, so what's the story behind the name? But you just kind of revealed it there. So I like the stages. We're all at these points in our life, these stages in our life. So nice. So what's happening? And there's the other news is your field of membership. So what's happening there as well? So this is, sure. You guys are doing a big transformation here, Tyler.
We do. Yeah, it definitely all plays together, right? So we wanted to make sure that we could serve the most members possible. One of the ways, we have a rural community charter that is now defined by NCUA as those people have less than 1 million people. And then there's some population density requirements as well. We were able to now expand that field of membership, serving 7 counties in Wyoming, 4 across northern Colorado. And it really is just a progression of our expansion of our field of membership. We were one of the first credit unions in 1998 to get that community charter after the Credit Union Access Act. And so could serve residents of 2 counties here in Wyoming. In 2003, we added a county in northern Colorado, Jackson County, and then we added a county up in Wyoming in 2012. So now this is just that expansion, again, serving 7 counties across Wyoming and 4 in northern Colorado, and just really positioning us for the best, mode possible for growth.
Yeah. And like we were saying before the recording, it sounds like this is a really ideal time to do this as we're kind of emerging from the pandemic and people are kind of starting fresh, kind of hitting the reset buttons, if you will. You guys are really kind of really hitting the ground running with your new branding and new membership, all that type of stuff. So how are you going to get the word? How do you get the word out about all of this stuff, especially with the new folks coming in, with the new membership coming in?
Yeah, we definitely have a launching campaign going to communicate the reasons for the changes I've talked to you about today with our existing members. And then through that field of membership expansion process, then we partnered with CU Collaborate, great group of people over there that really helped us define and hone those communities that we wanted to move into, and then how do we move into those communities effectively? What's the plan going forward? So we'll begin to execute on that plan now that we have a name that reflects that broader field of membership rather than kind of the geographic name of Laramie Plains, because the Laramie Plains is geography around here. Be able to more effectively communicate who we are and what we believe in those communities, and then also just, you know, really execute on the plan that we developed through that field of membership expansion.
And so what's involved? I mean, obviously website, signage, social media, it goes on and on. And I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces in this, Tyler, right? I mean, this is a small task.
It's definitely been a, you know, we've been meeting every week for weeks on the execution of this and laying it out. Certainly website is a huge component. Anytime you do rebranding, it's not what we wanted to make sure we didn't do was just slap a new name on what already existed. Right. This really is an identity. It is who we have always been, but it's the way we're going to communicate to the community, to our members, and to the broader, you know, world going forward. And so we wanted to make sure that we do this right. So brand new website obviously is a huge component, new mobile apps, new email addresses, new you know, from the technical side to the very, you know, then there's digital advertising, there's traditional forms of advertising from newspaper and radio. There's highly technical things like the email address that our members receive, their e-receipts and e-alerts from. All of that stuff is changing. And we have that launch date going to kind of do a rip the Band-Aid off. So hopefully we've kept it under wraps in our community up until now, and can really have that big splash type of unveiling of the name. And and actually we're completely remodeling both of our locations, trying to have our physical space reflective of the new brand, new identity. So our smaller location will be done in a couple of weeks, and then the main office, we're going to try to transition some staff to the smaller office, pare down our footprint in the main office, and then be able to do kind of a quick remodel in about 8 to 10 weeks of the main office, and really reflect the new brand, new identity, and leverage StagePoint to make sure that our members know who we are, what we believe. Our new tagline is "Working for You." I think it really communicates that we are a not-for-profit financial cooperative committed to our members, and that we are here because of them, not because of any other reason, right? We are member owned. So it has to be that that's reflected in who we are and how we communicate with the members.
Yeah. I bet your marketing department is like working overtime, and you're also putting a lot of the folks in the local economy to work too, you know? So this is great.
We're excited. It's definitely been a long time coming. We've been talking about it with the board for about 3 years. We committed to doing it 2 years ago. We thought we'd be able to roll it out sometime last year. But, you know, rolling it out in the middle of a global pandemic didn't really, you know, have the right tone, message, feeling. And we couldn't create the type of energy that we want to with this. And so now, especially locally, as the pandemic is hopefully, right, coming to an end, this is just a space where we really feel like it's spring. The weather's getting a little bit better up here at 7,200 feet in Wyoming. It takes a little bit longer to warm up, but spring is coming. And so this is just how we can really launch into the new season, as well as the next stage of the credit union's, you know, life after 86 years.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a history. Hey, lastly, I want to talk about the credit union's community foundation that you guys are launching too. I mean, gosh, if rebranding isn't enough, here you guys are, you're launching a foundation. So tell us about the community foundation that you guys are launching as well.
Yeah, so it is StagePoint Community Foundation. Our social mission is to donate time and money to organizations that enrich our community or help those in need. We put a special focus on youth education, empowerment, development, as well as supporting our first responders, police, fire, EMS, and our active and retired military. Mm-hmm. So we do all, you know, historically the credit union has really put focus in those areas. We're kind of moving a lot of that activity into the foundation so that we can really leverage our existing giving, but also echo and amplify that impact by the ability to raise funds through community donations as well as events and things like that, mm-hmm. And just have greater impact in our community than what we've had. We know anytime that we're working in that charitable space that it lowers the stress of our employees. They feel more connected to our community. They feel more connected to each other. So there's so much benefit to it. This is just a way that we can, again, really just echo and amplify the impact that we can have in our community, and just really build upon not only the StagePoint name, but the credit union philosophy of people helping people.
Yep. And yeah, you guys are living it for sure up there. And so what are some of the goals that you guys have for the foundation? I mean, obviously you're just getting it off the ground, launching it. So I'm sure you have these short-term goals and long-term goals. And so I love it when credit unions and even the industry associations and stuff, that when they have foundations, that, I mean, that really, I don't know, it sends a message that they're thoroughly committed to their communities and really giving back. And you guys are doing just that. So having said that, what are some goals that you guys have set?
So the initial goal is obviously to get it off the ground, get some of the initial fundraising things going. Our first event we're hoping for to be in the fall in October. We're doing all of our giving. What would have been coming from the credit union now will be coming through the community foundation. And so initially, it's really just taking baby steps, making sure that we can, you know, execute on all the other things that we talked about, but also do this well. But once that gets going, we really want to engage our members in, you know, obviously, again, having been around for so long, we have some members that have been part of this credit union for, you know, decades, and reaching out to those families and perhaps establishing memorial scholarships for our members, again, with that focus on youth. We feel like beyond the college education that there's so much more. What about those kids that maybe can't participate in a sport because their families don't have the money to pay for those types of things? You know, taking it much farther and much deeper than just higher education, while very important, there's also a lot that we need to do to help our community, help kids that haven't yet reached that college level. And then also at the collegiate level, you know, is there, you know, families that want to talk to us about naming scholarships in longtime members, former board members, former chairman, there, we just have such a deep and rich history in this community, and just leveraging some of those legacy families and making sure that they're represented well into the future within the credit union and within the foundation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is such great news for you guys. I mean, you guys are really, man, you guys are off the launch pad here this year. And it's, and like we were talking before the recording again, it's like, this is a really good time to do something like this, you know, because again, it's springtime, we're emerging from the pandemic. And yeah, I just think it's the timing is really, really well, really, really good. And having said that, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who may be wanting to do the same thing? Because I think there's a lot of folks out there wanting to maybe, hey, you know, let's hit the refresh button and do a rebrand or a new name or launch a foundation. What advice do you have for those folks out there having just been through it?
Yeah, well, we'll see, right?
We haven't
got over the hump yet. But, you know, what I would really tell people is to engage professionals that know what they're doing, right? The smartest decisions that we made were to partner with CU Collaborate. They have an amazing program. It was streamlined and super easy for us to get through that field of membership expansion process. Really helped us with the analysts at NCUA understand what the questions were as they came back to us, really able to drill down and define what we want to do, what we're capable of doing, what we have the resources to do so that we can execute effectively. Yeah. So that was really critical for us in that field of membership expansion component. And then with the rebrand, obviously, this is something none of us have done before. So we want to make sure that we do it right. And again, that it's not slapping a new name on what already exists. It's defining culture. Mm-hmm. It's defining who we are and how we communicate that with the membership. It's going so much farther than the name. It really is about who we are, what we believe, and how we communicate it. And the great thing about StagePoint and how this all came about is it is who we have always been. It just isn't, we're just using new words and a targeted message to tell people and define that. So we're just so over the moon with how this has all come together. So my advice would be to engage those people.
Yeah.
And from a foundation perspective, you know, we are a small credit union. Post-COVID, we're slightly under 70 million in assets. Pre-COVID, we were, you know, slightly under 60. So definitely have some deposits going on here. But
you're gonna grow.
You know, it is the foundation for a small credit union. We feel like is the perfect mechanism for us to really be able to. Again, I've said it before, but amplify and echo and amplify the impact that we can have in our community. And it's just such a great way to leverage what we're already doing, put more resources behind it, and be able to have greater impact for the greater good.
Yeah. And your community is going to benefit for sure from this big time as well. I mean, you guys are obviously going to benefit, but I think the community is going to benefit as well, big time. So great stuff, Tyler. Anything else here to wrap up? I mean, we could probably talk about this all day long, what's happening, but I know you got a job to do. But anything else to wrap up here?
Yeah, I would just, you know, say to everyone out there, it's definitely, you know, time to move past this period of time that we've been in. It's been so challenging, but the resiliency of our members, the resiliency of our staffs, and the resiliency of our general community, the people that have all been through this, I'm just so optimistic about where we can go from here, not only as individuals and as a team, but as a credit union movement. There's so much opportunity to help so many people out there. And so I just say, let's get it. It's time.
That's right. Well said, sir. Well said. All right, Tyler, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Love the look. Congratulations on just really hitting the refresh button and coming out with guns blazing, as they say. And you guys are going to do really, really well. So congrats on all of this stuff and look forward to seeing how it progresses as well. It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your time and giving voice to all the good things happening in credit union land.
You got it, man. My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well done.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.